Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at business and the business of diesel. Paul Enos has it right now.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Peter Gunnerman, a principal with G Diesel. It is a local refining company.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamet, Robert Eidhoven, and Greg Crawford. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We take a look at business today with Peter Gunnerman. He's a partner in G Diesel. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks.
I want to quote from a Motor Trend article, and it says, we're not talking about biodiesel made from algae or used French fry oil, and we aren't pointing to some theoretical use of hydrogen or carbon dioxide for energy. Rather, this new type of diesel results from an innovative way of combining conventional diesel and natural gas. Is not only far cleaner, but it's also significantly improves performance efficiency, delivering 10% or even more miles per gallon, depending on the application. And the inventor of this is your dad, Dr. Rudolf Gunnerman, who's got a 40-year background in the development and marketing of energy and fuel-related technologies. This is really quite an amazing discovery.
Well, thank you, and thank you for reading that, because it saves me a lot of time explaining what we do. But we did have a chance in 2007 to embark, my father and I are partners in this project, to embark in a new fuel and refining technology.
And it's in northern Nevada.
Yeah, right here in northern Nevada. In fact, we developed the technology in his garage. He lives up on Windy Hill, and so in his garage we developed the technology back in 2007, and since then it's really taken off.
And your diesel is being used in Las Vegas, and you're planning to expand even further down in Las Vegas. But tell us exactly what is different about the way that you make this and the use of the natural gas.
Yeah, so what we've done is through a lot of research, we've come up with a new type of refining technology that's really a breakthrough, because in traditional refining, you use a lot of heat and temperature, and you use a lot of energy, and you create a lot of emissions. In our technology, we refine petroleum products at under the boiling point of the petroleum product, which is unique. It means you use less temperature, less pressure. We're only at about 265 degrees F and about 10 psi pressure. It's a totally closed loop catalytic system, so there's no effluents coming out of the system. Any effluents that come out of the system are reused to make energy within the system. And so our air emissions, we're a Class 3 permitted refinery here in Nevada, which is, I mean, you're down by a dry cleaner, basically, is putting out as much emissions as our refinery.
And to give people an idea, how much diesel are you producing right now, of G-diesel?
Yeah, so our plant capacity, we can go up to about 100 million gallons per year is our overall capacity. Right now, we're selling anywhere from 50,000 to 100,000 gallons a day of our G-diesel out of our one refinery here in northern Nevada.
Now, you also make the equipment to refine that fuel here as well.
That's right. We don't just make the fuel. We actually we make the little refining vessels. They're all skid mounted, and we do that in our assembly plant in Sparks.
Now, as far as changing your engine, is there anything you have to do differently from a conventional diesel engine to use G-diesel?
So G-diesel is really, the answer is no, the quick answer is no, but G-diesel is really a dream for fleet managers because you have to make no changes to the engine, no changes to the vehicle. It's a 100% drop-in replacement for diesel fuel. You don't have to retrain your people how to fuel. You don't have to retrain your drivers how to drive. You don't have to worry about warranty. You don't have to worry about reinsuring your vehicles because it's now running an unsafe fuel or a different fuel. So for fleet operators, they don't have to have a dedicated vehicle. Like with CNG, you can only go in a certain radius of a fueling station. Here, you can mix diesel with G-diesel, and so if your vehicle is 200 miles out in the desert somewhere and has to refuel where there's no G-diesel available, just put diesel in the tank. So it gives the ultimate flexibility. The state of Nevada has designated us as an alternative fuel because of our clean emissions profile. And as you mentioned, the customers that use our fuel, almost to a customer, are seeing efficiency increases anywhere from 10 to 30%. So
now, there have been some applications for the Defense Department. Why is G-diesel better than conventional diesel when you are dealing with insurgents in Afghanistan and elsewhere?
Well, I certainly can't speak for the Department of Defense, but some of the benefits reported back for our fuel, you would see less smoke, for example. So that normal black cloud that envelops you if you're sitting behind a school bus, for example, you wouldn't have that using G-diesel. And for a defense application, if you can't see a convoy coming because of the smoke, or you can't smell how long it's been since a convoy went past, because we also reduce the odor of the diesel smoke, it is definitely a technical advantage.
One of the things I noticed when you gave me a tour of your facility a few weeks ago, and you cannot smell the truck in front of you. I mean, it's just huge.
Yeah, there are a lot of benefits, and users will find different reasons for buying G-diesel. One may be the price. If you can go further on a gallon, obviously it's cheaper. We sell diesel at price parity. But other people say, you know, if it cold starts better on mornings like this morning, you don't have all that white smoke coming out, that's a benefit. Other people will say that, hey, I like the fact that it doesn't smell, especially construction workers that are, you know, in a pit all day long running around with that diesel odor. If that all of a sudden goes away, that's a huge benefit.
You know, speaking about performance, one of the issues in Clark County where they were using biodiesel, they decided to switch over to your fuel. What kind of difference have they seen in their fleet?
Right. Well, first of all, the immediate difference was on the smoke. I mean, that's the first thing that anybody's going to notice. So they had a street sweeper that they had nicknamed Old Smokey. And as soon as they changed over to G-diesel, Old Smokey wasn't smoking anymore. So that was their first clue that they really had an interesting product here.
So Old No Smokey.
Yeah, Old No Smokey, right. And so now, but since then, they've also seen efficiency increases, especially on the McCarran Airport shuttle buses. They've seen maintenance reductions, so they're not cleaning their fuel filters as often.
That's something that you're going to see with other alternative fuels that people think about, biodiesel. I mean, you're going to have to change your fuel filter a lot more, you know, when you have, like you say, French fry grease or, some other derivative there.
Yeah, I mean, typically if you're putting products other than straight diesel into your fuel tank, you have to deal with those products. And so oils, especially the bio oils, in cold temperatures, they'll start gelling up, and that's a problem. They will cause deposits on exhaust gas recirculation valves. That's a problem. And so, the benefit of G-diesel is that we are 100% a diesel fuel. Now, we're made a little bit differently, but we still meet all the specifications for diesel, and so you don't have all of those issues that you would with a biodiesel or any of these other alternatives.
All right, let's take a break. More with Peter Gunneman of G-diesel when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play Cupid's Cash Giveaway in February at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $10,000 weekly. It's not a long way to get away to Cupid's Cash Giveaway at the Carson Valley Inn.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state and back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
Play Cupid's Cash Giveaway in February at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $10,000 weekly. It's not a long way to get away to Cupid's Cash Giveaway at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Peter Gunneman. He's a partner with his dad, Rudolph Gunneman, in G Diesel. Now, you said that this was invented in a garage. You guys spent about, what, $30 million developing this product? So let's put it in context.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, in the beginning, we didn't. And in fact, if you would ask my wife and my mom, if when we were playing out in the garage, if we would have or should have spent $30 million of family money to develop this, that garage would have been shut down pretty quickly. But as things go, yeah, we have to date put in about $31 million of our family's money to develop this. We're the only investors in our company at this point. And so, you know, a couple of months ago, the governor said, you know, we should really invest into Nevada. And, you know, I definitely feel that we followed that path in a very big way to make Nevada a better place.
Well, to say the least. Now, you were talking about the fact that you've got this G-Diesel being used in Clark County. But the reality is the refinery is in northern Nevada, so you're trucking the gasoline down to southern Nevada at this point?
Right. So we decided to open a market in southern Nevada because, obviously, from a population standpoint and a market standpoint, it is the place you want to be selling fuel. But, unfortunately, our refinery is located east of town, 9 miles east of town, and so we have to truck all of that fuel down there. And it's been a lot. I mean, right now our contract with Clark County, they've consumed over 1.6 million gallons of fuel since January 20th of 2011. So it's we're sending, you know, four or five trucks a week down there right now.
And you're expanding your facility, so you will be able to start doing this down in southern Nevada.
Right. We've already built all of the refining equipment for a second refinery in southern Nevada. We're right now looking for a site to co-locate. This will probably be at one of the two terminals down in southern Nevada where we would locate our refinery, reduce a little bit more of that trucking expense. We're definitely looking in the second quarter to have that either under construction or maybe close to complete.
And my understanding is that there are other entities in southern Nevada, government entities, that would like to jump on as soon as possible.
Yeah, so City of Henderson has already adjoined onto that Clark County contract. So right now we're fueling all 1,400 vehicles, diesel vehicles, in Clark County. City of Henderson, the Las Vegas Buildings Department, they've already adjoined onto that contract. We've worked with the Las Vegas Water District. The also the City of Las Vegas has recently come to us and said that they would like to start burning G-diesel as well. So there are more entities down there that want the product. My problem is I can't afford to continue to ship it down there in such large quantities right now.
So when do you expect to come online in Southern Nevada?
Yeah, so we hope to have the plant well under construction in the second quarter, maybe even done. The hard part, we've already built all the refining equipment, so now it's really just putting down pads and our buildings and some piping and electrical work. So it won't take that long. So hopefully by mid-year we'll have that refinery up and running.
Both on a federal and a state level, there's a lot of mandates concerning fuel. There was actually a mandate that the legislature tried to pass this last legislative session that would have mandated 5% biodiesel in every gallon of diesel fuel. How would that have impacted your business?
You're really going to get me going now, Paul. I was actively fighting that mandate. First of all, I think mandates are wrong anyways in any business. But in this particular case, for us, it would have put us out of business. So while it sounds like a good idea, 5% of the fuel should be this bio, and because it's renewable, it must be clean, which, by the way, isn't necessarily true. They, by mandating 5% biodiesel in every gallon of diesel that comes into the state, I can't take biodiesel in my plant. I would have basically had to shut down, and I would have had to get rid of my 34 employees and all of the money that we've invested into that. So sometimes, you know, people really have to stop and think before they do what sounds right or what sounds cool, because sometimes it isn't.
Let me ask you about this. Now, you're talking about Clark County as customers. How about the local entities, Washoe County, City of Reno, City of Sparks, Story County, which is where your plant is located? Are they customers at this point, and if not, why not?
I can't answer why not. I can tell you that they are not, although I can say the City of Reno has recently switched over 100% of their diesel fleet to G-diesel, so we were really thrilled about that. And Mayor Cashel was involved and helped that process along. And so that's really a progressive step forward. But why Washoe County and the City of Sparks, where we actually pay taxes, don't use our product, I can't speak for them. Same with Washoe County School District. I can't speak for them.
Well, hopefully after this broadcast, they'll take another look and decide that efficiency and saving money might be a smart way to go.
I would hope so.
All right, Peter, thank you so much for being here. We'll look forward to having you come back when you're opening the plant in Southern Nevada. And congratulations to you and your dad on an amazing Nevada discovery. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Do you live in the Carson City area? I'm Charlie Kilpatrick.
And I'm attorney Angela Bolentini. After an accident, don't go it alone. We can give you the answers and action you need.
Call right away for a free case evaluation.
What? I'm going to be late. I can't be late.
Grandma, you got to help me out. My window's broken.
I'll be right there. No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
We guarantee the lowest prices in town, only at Glassboro.
So there was a prior back injury.
He saw the physical therapist once, 7 years ago. The insurance company's claiming it's the same old injury.
And their medical witness?
The quote-unquote doctor? He says what he's paid to say, but we got clinic MRIs from 7 years ago. They show a normal back, no injury.
Excellent. We'll show Buzz was hurt and get him the justice he deserves.
Talk to the right people. David Allen and Associates, successfully handling personal injury cases like yours for over 25 years.
Is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamek is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Greg Crawford is Managing Partner with Sierra Wealth Management. And Robert Eidhoven is with Cullisar and Latham, Government Affairs. Pleasure to have you all here. You know, I just want to start out with you, Paul, just talking about this G-diesel. And obviously, you're very much involved with the truckers around the state and around the country. Why do you think that we're not seeing a total buy-in when Clark County, the largest county, is using this G-diesel fuel that everybody else isn't jumping on it? And good luck for Reno for doing it.
Well, I think there's some trepidation at first, but, you know, I think when people use the product, and I know a lot of people who put in their pickups, and you can buy it, you know, you can buy it at local gas stations around here, they found a savings they like, and I think as the word gets out, more people will start to adopt it. But I think there's a bit of trepidation for people to be the early adopters.
Well, I think it's a remarkable accomplishment, and when you put in $31 million of your own money, that's a pretty good statement that you believe in the product.
Well, as you said, it's amazing to go to a refinery with no smoke. I mean, it's, you know, he's right. It's like a dry cleaner.
Let's talk about Yucca Mountain and Mark Amadei and a piece the other day that he put out where he says, I think it's important for Nevada to work to establish a centralized disposal site for nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain that is on our terms. Let me be clear. I do not believe Yucca Mountain should become a simple dumping site for the nation's nuclear waste. I believe the administration and DOE should keep funding for the project while Congress works with the DOE to make the location a bastion of nuclear research and reprocessing. This is the first member of Congress representing Nevada that has said this in many, many years. Dick, your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, I think Mark's dead on. This has got to be resolved somewhere down the road. We look at countries like, I believe it's France, is already figured out how to recycle most of this nuclear waste. If we would have started this years ago, rather than just letting the emotions act on it and fighting it, we could have had a system developed in this state where we would be doing that, recycling. We could have let the universities go to work on doing that, and I think we would have one heck of a income revenue into this state as a result of the whole thing and be on a leading edge. Instead, we fought it, and here we are sitting here years later, still in the same position.
It's a bold position for Mark Amadei to take, mainly because the transportation issue still remains, which is you've got to get the stuff here.
Certainly, but I agree with Dick and I agree with Mark. I mean, it's better to be proactive and engage this process because realistically, this project is so far along, it's going to happen in one degree or another. It's simply going to happen. And it's much better to be, as I said, engaged and proactive with the powers that be to make sure that you have as much influence as possible over how the project looks at the end.
Robert, you worked for Jim Gibbons when he was a congressman. You dealt with this issue, at least on an annual basis, if not a daily basis. Your thoughts on the realities of this?
As a daily basis. We're actually worse off than we were, you know, a couple decades ago, because we don't have the jobs out there. We don't have the revenue coming in. You think about what we can do with our system of higher education if we create the next Lawrence Livermore nuclear laboratory right here in Nevada. The next Los Alamos right here in Nevada. Nuclear energy is not going away. And if we can be the hub of that here in Nevada, I think Mark Amadei is right on. I think Jim Gibbons even felt this a little bit back then. There was so much pressure really led by Harry Reid to oppose this at all costs. I think you'll see other states standing up and saying, look, if Nevada's not going to get it, we want it because we want the high-tech jobs, we want the good-paying jobs, and it'll ultimately be great for their systems of higher education.
And you know, speaking of transportation, real quick, when you talk about transporting this nuclear waste, you're not transporting barrels of sludge, you know, glowing green sludge or those carbon rods. You know, these look like little pellets, and they are in casks that can withstand a bazooka hit. So transportation, I think, is not the issue that everybody's made it out to be. These look like little, like tiny little pellets that you put in a pellet stove. So,
well, they make it an issue, though. I'm sorry to interrupt. They make it an issue just because what they do is they go around to the conference of mayors in Washington, D.C., and they get all these mayors and say, look at the transportation route. We'll go right through your city. Yeah. And if you don't oppose this, we're going to go into your city. This is the anti-nuclear lobby. We're going to go into your city and we're going to point out all the schools and the churches and the parks where nuclear waste will traverse by. And that puts
isn't
a lot of pressure on
downtown Reno a nuclear free zone too?
Right, exactly.
but you know, isn't one of the realities, Robert, that there are more things that you wouldn't want to know about traveling on Highway Street
of course.
Right now?
Nuclear waste is moving across the country as we speak.
And a lot of other things, including chlorine gas.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
very, very unfortunate, though, and I think I need to bring this up. Unfortunately, they weren't truthful with some of the material they put out to the public, and that, I think, overshadowed the whole thing. They need to be and I'm talking about the federal government, needs to be honest about what's going on, how this is going to affect us, and how they're handling it, rather than putting out false information.
Are you talking about the fault line studies and some of those issues?
That was part of it, and there was also a bunch of big hassle over the transportation and the casks and how safe they were, and information didn't seem to be real reliable, depending on who was putting it out. So,
well, and certainly folks in Nye County would be delighted to see a railroad coming across the state that would open up economic development for their area at all. And in fact, they got lots of money from the DOE into three separate funds that have been helping Nye County a lot. We've got about 30 seconds left, Greg. And, you know, it's interesting because of the economic times right now. You know, when it was the boom times in Nevada and across the country, people weren't looking for every dollar. Now you're looking at a situation where those lost several thousand jobs down in Southern Nevada has suddenly become a big deal.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I mean, this project, as I said, is going to happen, and it's going to be around for a long, long time, which means the jobs and all the other things that come along with it will be around for a long, long time. It won't be the kinds of economically cyclical industries that Nevada, unfortunately, is famous for.
Robert, just very quickly, the energy companies that have been, you know, through their ratepayers have been paying into this fund.
Right.
Are they going to reward Nevada after all these years of fighting against it?
You know, I don't know what else they do. The Nuclear Waste Policy Act needs to change. Nobody supports deep geologic burial of high-level nuclear waste. I think the reprocessing effort that we're talking about here with Mark Amaday allows for that fund to be utilized to fund that next technology and hopefully a new state-of-the-art nuclear laboratory right here in Nevada.
And
I think the ratepayers would get a good return on their investment.
And that's where I have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
So, have you got a big day tonight?
Yeah, but I can't cook.
Obviously. No worries. I'm here to help with a heart baker pizza from Papa Murphy's.
The revolutionary pepperoni pizza that comes straight from the heart. It's just $7.
And it's served piping hot for you and your sweetheart.
For all my sweethearts.
Take home a heart baker pizza for the lovely price of just $7. Papa Murphy's. Join the take and bake revolution.
Cold weather is the time when garage doors stop working. Call the experts at Thompson Garage Doors and we'll fix your problem fast. For over 40 years, Thompson has serviced every type of garage door and opener, regardless of the manufacturer. For prompt service, our trucks are radio dispatched. And cold weather is the time when garage doors stop working. Whether you need a new door or you need service for your existing door, call the experts you can trust. Thompson Garage Doors.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to be talking with attorney and Senate candidate Mark Hutchison.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.